For the DRG Media Group Sports, I'm William Haynes. Saturday morning at Tiger Stadium in Mobridge, the Mobridge Pollock High School track and field teams competed in the rotary relays. Senior Simon Freed won the boys' triple jump at 40 feet, 11 and a half inches, and senior Heidi Olson won the girls' 3,200 meter in 12 minutes, 50.4 seconds for the two gold medals the Tigers would take. The girls' team also won the 4x200 relay and the sprint medley relay 1,600 meter. The boys' team won silver in 7 events, and the girls finished 2nd in 3. The next event is tomorrow morning at Mission High School in Todd County for the Big Dakota Track and Field Championships. Brendan Begman's 70-yard touchdown run late in the second half officially gave the South Dakota State offense a 21-17 victory over the defense in the Jackrabbits' annual spring game Saturday morning at the Sanford Jackrabbit Athletic Complex. Begman is a redshirt freshman from Harriet-Selby area, where he holds the school record for single-season and career rushing yardage. Walter Payton Award winner Mark Gronowski completed all 5 of his pass attempts for 38 yards as the offense drove 65 yards on 12 plays for a touchdown. Receiver Kentrell Prejean tallied 6 catches for 95 yards, with fellow redshirt freshman Davin Stoffel adding 4 catches for 29 yards from his tight end position. The 2-time FCS champion Jackrabbits now turn their attention to their season opener on August 31st at Oklahoma State. The Minnesota Twins finally got their offense going over the weekend as they split a 4-game series with the Tigers and are now 6-8 on the season. They swept a doubleheader Saturday with a 7-run 12th inning in Game 1, and homers from Edward Julian and Willie Castro powering them to a 4-1 win in Game 2. Detroit won the Sunday finale 4-3 thanks to an 8th inning comeback where 3 runs scored off of Caleb Thielbar in his first appearance of the season coming off injury. The 37-year-old lefty recorded just 1 out in the frame. Minnesota will begin a 3-game series in Baltimore starting at 5:30 Central tonight. Louis Varland at 0-2 will face the O's southpaw Cole Irvin, who is 0-1. With lots of drama lasting to the regular season's final day, the Minnesota Timberwolves ended up with the 3rd seed in the Western Conference entering the NBA playoffs. Minnesota lost to Phoenix last night 125-106, but it would not have mattered as Denver and Oklahoma City both won their games. If all 3 teams had the same record, OKC had the tiebreaker for the 1 seed, where they ended up regardless. That leaves the Timberwolves to play the Phoenix Suns in a best-of-7 series beginning on Saturday. The Suns were 3-0 against Minnesota during the regular season, but the T-Wolves will hold home court advantage in the series. It will be a star-studded affair as both teams have their big threes intact. Phoenix will bring Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal to face Minnesota's trio of Anthony Edwards, Rudy Gobert, and Karl-Anthony Towns. That's what's happening. For more news, sports, and weather, go to drgnews.com.